There was a time in America's culinary history when the food was maybe a touch bland.
Maybe you used salt and pepper, or if you were really cutting loose, a little oregano or paprika. But the palate was not terribly adventurous.
Fast forward to now, and the American food scene is exploding with flavors from all over the world, and herbs and spices like turmeric, cumin, and cilantro are becoming commonplace on supermarket shelves.
For this Food Friday, we're delving into spices, how to use them, and why experimenting with spices doesn't have to be as daunting as it may sound.
Joining us now to talk about spicing up our favorite foods is Floyd Cardoz. He's a chef, restaurateur, and the author of the new book, Flavor Walla: Big Flavor, Bold Spices, A New Way to Cook the Foods You Love. Floyd, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, what does flavor walla mean?
So the word walla is a very common term in Hindi, which means someone who is a trader or a seller or an expert of a certain thing. So you would have, like my new restaurant is called Pawala, meaning someone who sells bread or who makes bread. Or you have chai walla, someone who sells chai or makes tea. So flavor walla was a term I used for my book because I believe that food should be full of flavor. And the way that most of us know to add flavor to food is to add cream or butter. Now, I dislike using cream or butter in my food. I love to eat it with bread, and I eat a lot of that on my bread. But I feel that you can make your food more interesting and more flavorful, if you will, if you add a bunch of little ingredients, you know, play with flavors. You know, one thing that people tell me about my food is that it's very exciting and it's got so much in there. So I use heat, I use saltiness, I use bitterness, I use sweetness, and I use a lot of texture to increase the flavor and mouthfeel of food.
Floyd, you're a chef and a restaurant owner. How did you end up on that path?
Oh, this is for me, it was not something I thought about doing when I was young. I grew up in Bombay, India, and I came to this country 28 years ago. But like most Indians, I thought that I would be a doctor or an engineer. And the plan was to go to medical school. After I finished my graduation, I decided that maybe I wasn't going to be a doctor, but maybe I'd be a biochemist or a marine biologist. And I happened to read a book. It was called Hotel, and it's by the American author Arthur Haley. And I was extremely intrigued by the hospitality world, and I thought, you know what? Maybe I should do this because this is something I enjoy. I also used to love food as a kid growing up, and had to have good food every single day, which was common in my home to get really, really good food. But my entire day revolved around what we were going to eat for lunch, what I was going to eat for breakfast, what I was going to eat for dinner, and what I was going to eat for my snack. So when I went to hospitality school and I had to cook, I realized that I was really good at it. And that's when I decided that, you know what, maybe I should go work in a kitchen.
Well, Floyd, let's start getting into some spice advice. I have an idea of where I go wrong with using spices a lot. I put in spices, and I suspect, especially reading your book, that I put them in at the wrong time or in the wrong way, or I overcook them. Can you give us some general advice on how and when to use spices in our recipes?
So spices are basically roots, stems, flowers, or seeds of a plant. And the reason why they add so much of flavor is they've got essential oils. One of the questions I get asked pretty often is that, do I need to toast the spices? Well, you do need to cook the spices, but you could either do it in one of two ways. You can add it in, you can grind it and add it in a paste and cook it in oil. So you get all the essential oils into the oil, or you could toast it and then grind it and add it. So these are basically the two ways you can do it. You can either add them ground or you can add them whole. Now, if you're adding them whole, I would say use something like cumin or mustard seeds or clove, cinnamon, green cardamom, which you can pull out. Or you could eat, you know. But if it's going to be something like a whole chili pepper, if you enjoy chili peppers, then put them in whole. But I would suggest you grind them and add them in. Now, if you add too much, it could take away from a dish. But most people who are afraid of spices, I say just start with things you know. You know black pepper, use black pepper. You a lot of us enjoy Mexican food. Mexican food uses a lot of chili peppers. They use a lot of cumin. So play with those ingredients that you know. Cinnamon, clove, are great to add in rice, are great to add in stews. They just give you this little pop of flavor and change it just enough for you to think, wow, what is that? I really enjoy this. So start with small amounts. Don't go too crazy. But be very careful of certain spices, like fenugreek. That is one of the hardest spices to use. And unless you're an expert at fenugreek, I would say stay away from it.
We're talking with Floyd Cardoz. He's a chef, restaurateur, and the author of Flavor Walla, Big Flavor, Bold Spices, A New Way to Cook the Foods You Love. Now, Floyd, a lot of people are not just cooking for themselves or maybe themselves and a spouse, but there are also kids in the household. Kids can be a little hesitant about new flavors, dishes that they think are going to taste one way and they taste a different way. What's a good way that you have found to introduce kids to new spices and different ways of spicing kind of familiar foods?
So I have two sons who are now much older, but they were young, and on my days off, I would cook for them. And like most American kids, my sons were fussy and were afraid of eating a lot of things. Some of these fears came about from my wife, who was not a very adventurous eater, so she would translate that fear onto my sons. Now, most parents do that unintentionally. So what I started doing was I started playing with flavor and started giving them things that they enjoyed. Like, I knew my sons liked bacon. So pretty much a lot of things had bacon in it. So I'd do spinach, I'd throw bacon in it. I'd do beans, I'd throw bacon in it. I'd do bacon in everything so that they started trusting me. That was one thing I did. The second thing I did was I started playing games with them. So every time we'd cook dinner, I would either ask them to cook with me, and invariably we'd make something really simple. But the other thing that I would do is I would, once we were sitting at the dinner table, we'd play a game, name that ingredient, and they would start picking things in the dish. Hmm. And one day I put kale in there, and they couldn't tell what it was. And I asked them, do you enjoy this? And they said, oh, this is really good, Dad. And I told them that was kale. So we got kale into that diet. So I slowly added things into the dishes that they loved. You know, the other thing that I also love to do is say, hey, you choose what we're going to cook today, and we're going to cook it together and make it fun so you enjoy it. I held back on the chili pepper because kids don't like chili peppers. Kids don't like strong acids in their dishes. So not use acids, use a little bit of maple syrup or honey or sugar or orange juice, things that they kind of recognize and enjoy.
Let's start getting into some recipes now. Here's one we've got linked on our Central Time Facebook page from Flavor Walla. This is shrimp curry with cauliflower. First, talk about the flavors, the spices you're using in your shrimp curry with cauliflower.
So this is a dish that my great-grandmother made for my grandmother made for my mother made it for me, and I made it for my boys. So it's a very simple curry, and people often say, oh, I hate curry. Now, curry is such a generic term that I always tell them, just trust me, you're going to love the curry I make. So this is a very simple curry. It's got coconut milk, it's got turmeric, it's got black pepper, and it's got shrimp and cauliflower. All these things come together beautifully in this dish with a little bit of vinegar to cut the sweetness of the coconut milk. And the shrimp, when you cook them, you poach them gently in this curry. It makes it so easy to eat. Hey, it's not spicy. It's got turmeric in there, which is, we all know, has become, we realize that it's really, really good for you. You got a piece of vegetable in there, which is the cauliflower. And this could be on your menu most afternoons or most dinners. It's so easy to make.
Shrimp can be really delicious, but when it's overcooked, the texture can be a little less pleasant. What is a good tip for avoiding overcooking the shrimp?
So what I like to do with shrimp is, one thing that happens to shrimp is if you season it with salt too early, it tends to pull out all the moisture. That makes it makes it tough. So I tend to season shrimp just before I'm ready to cook them. And I kind of poach them gently in the sauce or grill them quickly so that it doesn't get a chance to get tough and disgusting, but it has this, like this, you know, you can almost get the sweetness of the shrimp and you can cut it easily and enjoy it. And poaching is a great way to cook, you know, if you have a thick piece of fish or shrimp, because you can control how much of heat you put to it. And once you put it in, you don't need to turn it. You don't need to play with it. You know, the fear comes from, what if I break the shrimp? What if I break the fish? So if you maintain a low temperature, chew it quickly, and you want to make sure that it's not transparent when you cook it. It gets a little bit opaque once you cook the shrimp.
We're talking to Floyd Cardoz, a chef, restaurateur, and the author of Flavor Walla, Big Flavor, Bold Spices, a new way to cook the foods you love. And he's joining us to talk about adding spice to our meals.
And we want to hear from you. What's your favorite way to spice up recipes? Or maybe you want to know the best spice to add to your favorite everyday meals. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page or email your question to talk@wpr.org. Right now, it's Food Friday, and we're talking about adding spices to everyday meals. Do you have a favorite go-to spice that you like to cook with? Or maybe you'd like to make the leap and use new spices? Floyd is happy to help. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
Find some recipes there. And again, call in with if you need some spice advice. 800-642-1234. Floyd Cardoz is with us. He's a chef, restaurateur, author of the new book, Flavor Walla. Floyd, I want to go to the grocery store with you now. I tend to buy, I'll admit, contrary to your book, I just tend to buy powdered spices in the little jars. You really make a push for stuff that you take home and either toast, like you said, or grind yourself. Convince me that I should start doing that.
So this is one of my favorite topics to talk about, because I've been into grocery stores where they have these jars of spices that you don't know when they were ground. Now, the beauty about spices is that they have essential oils which taste really good or are good for you, you know, for your health. So if you buy an old spice, most of the oils have evaporated from there and they taste like dust. So what I do at home, and I suggest this to everybody, you can get a small coffee grinder. There are plenty of them in the stores, and they cost between $11 and $18. I have one for coffee, and I have one for spices. And I buy small quantities of spices, 2 ounces, 3 ounces of spices. That's all you need to last about a month, or even 2 months. Every year, I replenish my spices. So at the end of the season, I throw them away. I buy new spices. And you can buy that inexpensively online. Now, if you grind the spice as you need it, as soon as you open the cover, you get this amazing aroma. And that's the aroma that's going to make your food taste good. If you're going to open a jar which was supposed to be yellow but it's brown now, it's not really going to taste good. So it just, if you add a little, goes a long way. Even turmeric, after a year or so, turmeric starts to lose some of its potency. Same with cayenne. A lot of people love cayenne, and we keep cayenne in our cabinets for months. So airtight jar, away from heat, away from light, hold spices, grind them as you need them. That's the best way to go about it.
So, Floyd, I have several favorite spices, but one is cardamom, and I'm wondering if you have any interesting ideas of how I can use cardamom.
Now, I love cardamom too, but if you put too much again, it's not so good.
It can get bitter.
It can get very bitter. And always get cardamom in the shell. So it comes with this green coating on the outside. Don't get the seeds, because I did some research on cardamom, and it's got a half-life of 14 days. So every 14 days when you grind it, it loses its flavor. I love using cardamom in desserts. Again, very, very little. I love using cardamom in meat stew. So if I'm doing lamb stew or making a chicken stew or a chicken curry, I start with whole cardamom in the oil as I start off, and then when it's ready, I pull it out. It works really well with vegetables. If you're making a pilaf, you can put cardamom in the pilaf with a little bit of clove and cinnamon, and it tastes really, really good. Just don't add too much, because once you add too much, it gets so floral, it almost tastes like soap.
That's too much. All right, definitely. Well, I want to get into another one of your recipes, another one we have shared on the Central Time Facebook page, Floyd. Pan-roasted broccoli with lime, honey, and chili flakes. And I'll say, I like this one in a lot of your recipes. Sometimes I look at a cookbook and think, yeah, that sounds nice, too complicated, not going to do it. This one and a lot of your recipes are easy enough that I would try them. Tell us about this pan-roasted broccoli.
So, you know, broccoli is an ingredient that is so misunderstood, because most of the time it's overcooked, it's mushy, it smells really bad, and that comes from oversteaming it or overcooking it in a pot. So I wanted my kids to eat green. How do I get them to eat green? So I started either grilling them or pan roasting them, and I'll do it in a pan or in the oven. Now, if you do plain broccoli, it's nice once a week. But if you want them to eat broccoli twice a week, you can't give them the same thing because you want them to want to eat it. So my idea is, how do I introduce these wonderful flavors into food? Because food gets interesting when you have a balance of sweet, sour, spicy, bitter, and salty. And the way I got that in was to add the lime juice, add the honey, and add the chili flakes. Because, and again, you could do less chili flakes or you could do more chili flakes, depending on how you like it. But I found that when I had the honey would play off the lime juice or lemon juice that you have, would play off the bitterness of the broccoli. And when you cook it in the oven quickly, it retains its bright green color. It has some texture to it because obviously we want to eat with our eyes, our noses, and our mouth, because that's when food gets really good.
We're talking with Floyd Cardoz about his book, Flavor Walla, Big Flavor, Bold Spices, A New Way to Cook the Foods You Love. You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we had a comment from John. He says, I'm a Chinese American and soy sauce is at the center of so much of Chinese cuisine. Is there sort of an equivalent spice or ingredient that would fulfill that role in Indian cuisine? Floyd?
You know, I love using ginger. Ginger is so readily available in the United States today. But ginger adds, just put a little bit in anything you cook, makes it so interesting. So I think ginger from Indian cuisine is another ingredient that's used widely right now.
All right. Thanks for that comment, John. And we'll go to a caller now. Kyle is with us in Cottage Grove. Kyle, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Kyle?
Well, I moved to Wisconsin from California and love Indian food. And most of the Indian restaurants out there I eat at, when you would eat a hot curry, they would serve it with, it was like a, I'm not sure, but I think it was cucumber and maybe a yogurt condiment to kind of cool your mouth down. And I was wondering whether your guests might know something about that and how to create that at home.
Kyle, thanks a lot for that call. In addition to what he's specifically looking for, Floyd, can you also talk about that idea of balancing out the heat and the cool in a recipe?
Hey, Kyle, thanks for the call. That dish you're talking about is called raita, R-A-I-T-A. And it's a dish from the north of India. And it's basically, you can have a raita, which is cucumber with a little bit of salt, sugar, and a touch of cumin, if you want it or not, and chili pepper. And it could be made with cucumbers. It could be made with cucumbers and onions. It could be made with cucumbers, onions, and tomatoes. It could be made with pineapple. I love to make it with grated apples when they're in season, and I add it to any roast pork that I do so I can get a bit of India with my traditional roast pork. But yogurt and tomato, normally an acid works extremely well when you have something spicy. The acid helps bring the heat down. So a raita is not eaten in all Indian homes, but it's eaten in the north, and Indian restaurants tend to normally make that. And it's very simple. You take a cucumber, you grate it. I like to get most of the liquid out of the cucumber, so I salt it a little bit and let it sit so I get a nice thick raita. Then I take the yogurt, whisk it very gently, because the more you whisk the yogurt, the looser it gets. Add season it with salt, a little bit of sugar. I like to add toasted cumin in there, so I take whole cumin. I toast it in a pan until it turns fragrant and turns a slight color. I use my mortar and pestle and grind it. Add it in there. Add the cucumber in there. Some people, if I'm eating lamb, I will add mint to it. If I'm eating chicken, I'll add cilantro to it. And sometimes I even add a little bit of chili pepper in summer, because with the heat, you need that heat in the dish to help bring your body's temperature down. So that's a great way to make your food a little milder.
So, Floyd, if we've gotten some of our listeners excited about trying some new spices, ready to branch out a little bit, try something new, what would you say is maybe not a totally foolproof, but a pretty easy new spice for people to start trying in maybe their usual chicken dish or maybe something that they usually make with beef or a vegetable dish?
I would start with three, and you can get them. One is mustard seeds, and we're all very familiar with mustard powder, which comes from the ground-up mustard seeds. I'd start with ground coriander seeds and grind them in cumin. Now, with these three spices, you can make a rub for a steak. So you take coriander, cumin, and mustard, grind them, and crust your steak and pan roast your steak. You can add it in a sauce, if you will. So if you're making a stew with onions and garlic, so add your onions and garlic, add your ground spices in there, add your red wine, if you will, or if you want to add tomatoes to it, and then add your meat in there and let it cook in there. It'll just change the way it looks. And I love adding black pepper and, like I said earlier, about ginger. If you like ginger, you add ginger to this mix, it'll change it. So every time you change the ratio of, say, the coriander or the cumin or the mustard seeds, it'll make a different dish.
Well, Floyd, thanks a lot. A lot of good inspiration there.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to Floyd Cardoz. He's a chef, restaurateur, and the author of the book Flavor Walla, Big Flavor, Bold Spices, A New Way to Cook the Foods You Love. He joined us for this week's edition of Food Friday to talk about spices you can use to liven up everyday meals. We have a couple of recipes we've talked about on our website at WPR.org, or find a link on the Central Time Facebook page. I've got a bumper crop, Judith, of cucumbers. I need to make some raita. I haven't made that in years.
Bring it in.
It doesn't travel well. I'm sorry. You got to eat it right away.
Well, you can make it here. Just bring all the raw ingredients, grate up that cucumber. I can bring the yogurt.
Yeah, in our super fancy Vilas Hall kitchen.
Yeah.
Again, get some inspiration and recipes. Head over to the Central Time Facebook page. While you're there, let us know about some of your spice experiments, failed or otherwise.